Chapter 6, Integrity of the Message. Landmarks of Truth, Experience, and Duty. Messages of every order and kind have been urged upon Seventh-day Adventists to take the place of the truth which point by point has been sought out by prayerful study and testified to by the miracle-working power of the Lord. But the waymarks which have made us what we are to be preserved, and they will be preserved as God has signified through His Word and the testimony of His Spirit. He calls upon us to hold firmly with a grip of faith to the fundamental principles that are based upon unquestionable authority. Special Testimony, Series B, Number 2, page 59. As a people, we are to stand firm on the platform of eternal truth that has withstood test and trial. We are to hold to the sure pillars of our faith, the principles of truth that God has revealed to us are our only true foundation. They have made us what we are. The lapse of time has not lessened their value. Special Testimony, Series B, Number 2, page 51. No line of truth that has made the Seventh-day Adventist people what they are is to be weakened. We have the old landmarks of truth, experience, and duty, and we are to stand firmly in defense of our principles in full view of the world. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 17. Moving a block or stirring a pin, I saw a company who stood well guarded and firm, giving no countenance to those who would unsettle the established faith of the body. God looked upon them with approbation. I was shown three steps, the first, second, and third angel's messages. Said my accompanying angel, "Woe to him who shall move a block or stir a pin of these messages." The true understanding of these messages is of vital importance. The destiny of souls hangs upon the manner in which they are received. I was again brought down through these messages and saw how clearly the people of God had purchased their experience. It had been obtained through much suffering and severe conflict. God had led them along step by step until He had placed them upon a solid, immovable platform. Early Writings, page 258 and 259. The sanctuary, a point of special attack. In the future, deception of every kind is to arise, and we want solid ground for our feet. We want solid pillars for the building. Not one pin is to be removed from that which the Lord has established. The enemy will bring in false theories, such as the doctrine that there is no sanctuary. This is one of the points on which there will be a departing from the faith. Where shall we find safety unless it be in the truths that the Lord has been giving for the last 50 years? Review and Herald, May 25, 1905. Satan is striving continually to bring in fanciful suppositions in regard to the sanctuary, degrading the wonderful representations of God and the ministry of Christ for our salvation into something that suits the carnal mind. He removes its presiding power from the hearts of believers and supplies its place with fantastic theories invented to make void the truths of the atonement and destroy our confidence in the doctrines which we have held sacred since the third angel's message was first given. Thus he would rob us of our faith in the very message that has made us a separate people and has given character and power to our work. Special Testimony, Series B, Number 7, page 17. I know that the sanctuary question stands in righteousness and truth, just as we have held it for so many years. It is the enemy that leads off on sidetracks. He is pleased when those who know the truth become engrossed in collecting scriptures to pile around erroneous theories which have no foundation in truth. The scriptures thus used are misapplied. They are not given to substantiate error, but to strengthen truth. Gospel Workers, page 303.